9:17, we have made the necessary arrangements. Kim Chatelaine joins us now, Jefferson Parish Inspector General, to talk about the imbroglio involving this brew pub in Gretna. Good morning, Ms. Chatelaine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Give us some background on this for people that might just be tuning in and didn't hear the initial conversation and don't quite understand what's happening here.
So back in September, our office released a public letter, and the purpose of that public letter was to pose questions and raise concerns to the parish council about their intention to use $10.3 million to give to a nonprofit to build a public building on public land with public money, but the building was going to be used for private gain, more specifically a brew pub and taco restaurant run by Port Orleans.
Okay, what is the nonprofit involved here?
The nonprofit is Jefferson Facilities, Inc., which is an economic development corporation.
Okay, so what does the law say about, and I'm not trying to cross-examine you, I'm trying to understand the way the system works. How did $10.3 million of public money get allocated to this Jefferson Facilities? What was the rest of it? Inc.?
Jefferson Facilities, Inc. And so what happened is, like, in about May of 2023, the parish council started passing these resolutions, which really, if you're the public, you're not understanding what you're seeing, because it started out with $34,000 to Jefferson Facilities, Inc. And then there was a resolution, we're going to approve the development of a multi-use building. And then there was like another resolution. Well, let's give them $465,000. And so it was like a series of resolutions spread out over months. And then in October of 2023, which is what caught my attention, there was a special council meeting. And that council meeting, the only item on the agenda was approving two leases to Port Orleans to operate a brewery and a taco restaurant in a building that wasn't even built yet. And this lease provided, like, they didn't even have to pay rent. They didn't even necessarily have to operate. We were going to give them, but, you know, whatever. There's no public money involved necessarily. But the building wasn't even built. And then in December, after the leases were approved, the parish council gave $8.6 million to Jefferson Facilities, Inc. to build this building for Port Orleans.
So, how can they say it wasn't, whoever said this, that it wasn't public money? I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either. You know, that Jefferson Parish was fortunate to get millions of dollars, a windfall to the parish on the other side of the pandemic. And instead of keeping that money whole, and instead of using that money in accordance with federal guidelines, what the parish did was they took the money in, they swapped it out for payroll, used payroll expenses to justify the money to the feds, and then took the money and put it into discretionary accounts for council members. So this is taxpayer money that got divvied up to the council because they washed through federal funds.
Where does the state attorney general come into this? What is she saying?
She, all I know is the statement in the paper, which is, you know, that it's under review and that she has questions about an investigation. We have not conducted any investigation yet. We're required to report out to external agencies such as the Attorney General whenever we find any issue that might be under their jurisdiction. So when we issued this public letter a month ago, we, of course, sent a letter to the Attorney General. I wasn't necessarily expecting the Attorney General to do anything one way or the other. We were just complying with our mandate to give notice.
What do you think is behind all of this?
We don't know yet. You know, we issued the public letter to literally raise concerns to the parish council to give them the opportunity and to empower them with information to consider seriously the ramifications of what they were about to do, not what they had done, but what they were about to do. I get the impression they plan on plowing forward. So we're going to do what we do, which is we're going to investigate, we're going to follow the money, we're going to audit, and then we're going to issue investigative reports and audit reports.
So some stuff has been made about you and a relationship between, or at least a friendship between, I don't mean to imply anything at all here, about you and Councilperson Jennifer Van Vranken. What would you say to people that are saying there's some kind of conflict there or some kind of friendship or something? What's going on with that?
I think it's a narrative intended to disparage and detract from the facts that are in the public letter. If anyone could come forward, would come forward and say, you put this in the public letter, this is wrong, or you put this in the public letter and it's not true. No one is addressing the merits of the public letter. They are trying to distract. I met Jennifer Van Vranken. It's no secret. She came on ahead of me under Parish President John Young. I started under Parish President John Young as the first director of ethics and compliance. So we met each other at the parish 10 years ago. I've made what I thought to be good, positive relationships with a lot of other outstanding professionals at the parish. She is one of them, but it has nothing to do with how I do my job or, more specifically, the issues in this public letter.
So have you spoken to Liz Merle or anybody from your office speaking to her office?
No, I have not spoken with the Attorney General's office.
I'm just concerned or wondering how she got involved with this. Do you know?
Other than we sent the notice to her office, I do not know. I don't know if anybody else has picked up the phone and called her. I don't have the Attorney General's contact information other than what's on her website.
So let me go to this story by Blake Patterson here, a talented writer at NOLA.com. And it says, officials at the state, parish, and city level lambasted the letter, saying it failed to identify any waste, fraud, or abuse and unfairly cast the project in a bad light just weeks before groundbreaking. They also criticized Chatelaine's office for not interviewing anyone involved in the project before issuing the letter. Thoughts?
Thoughts. The letter identified past waste. The letter identified future risk of waste. So I think, very sadly, the conversations that I have had with officials at the state and local level, when I start the conversation, I'm not that far in, and I realize that they have not read the letter. So I'm having a conversation with myself about facts that I know, facts that they don't know, and yet they want to hold firm to specific opinions. So that puts me in a really difficult spot when you're having a conversation with somebody who hasn't done their homework.
You know, somebody texted it in, and I really do need to go back on this because, again, some people follow, some people don't. Where exactly is this that we're talking about?
If you're familiar at all with downtown Gretna, there's a big, big public parking garage that services the courthouse and government. And then there's the government building. This space is across the street from the main government building. It's next door to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So we're going to be having a brew pub and a garage looking on to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
And what's there now?
A flat surface parking lot.
But you say we have a brew pub and a, what is it looking on to the Court of Appeals? A brew pub and a taco place? Is that what you said, or a parking lot?
Yes, they're going to be building a brew pub and a taco restaurant on the parking lot.
But when you said looking at the appeals, I don't understand what that's got to do with whether or not it's, what that's got to do with the Inspector General's office. That's where I'm confused. Because that seems like a judgment of what should be there and what shouldn't be there as opposed to the process.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're wanting to know where it is, that is physically where it's going to be located.
Okay. So I guess when it comes to precedent, are there precedents for other projects like this?
I'm not aware of any precedents of this nature. I am aware of public benefit corporations, public-private partnerships, where you can construct a public-private partnership, and the litmus test for whether it's a public benefit is that there's actually money coming back to the public. So other parishes have done public-private benefits with businesses where they get a return. Either it's a return by way of rent, it's a return by way of guaranteed employees, it's a return of some deliverable. In this particular case, we have no revenue being returned to Jefferson Parish.
So as it relates to Jefferson Parish, this is the first time anything like this has ever been done, as far as you know?
Well, when they built the garage, Jefferson Facilities, Inc. built the garage, it started out as a partnership where Jefferson Facilities, Inc. was going to build a garage, and the garage was going to be supported by the revenue from the garage. But as it turns out, the parish has picked up the full tab on that debt. So right now, we've paid for a garage in Gretna that we don't even own, and we don't see any revenue from that either. And that was part of the letter. In other words, I looked at what has been our past relationship with Jefferson Facilities, Inc., how have they performed? And let's look at that and see if we can learn something about what our risk can be in the future. And what we know in the past is they haven't performed for the benefit of Jefferson Parish.
So your concern is that Gretna's going to benefit from something if it goes good, and Jefferson Parish is going to be on the hook if it goes bad?
I'm saying we gave $10.3 million away. We're going to end up with a building that we're going to have to maintain, and we are going to see nothing for our $10.3 million. And that's waste.
Okay. Does Gretna, as an unincorporated area of Jefferson Parish, and when you say the parish is going to get nothing, and I'm not trying to get too far in the weeds here, but when you say the parish is going to get nothing, would they get a portion of sales tax or something that Gretna collects?
No. Gretna, the city of Gretna will collect sales tax. The state of Louisiana will collect sales tax. The parish of Jefferson is not collecting any property taxes because we own the property, we will own the building, and we're building it. So we are giving away $10.3 million, and we are not getting anything back.
Okay, so Joe Marino is going to be on next with me, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about this. If he were to say, or what would you, I guess, your biggest concern about this be, that there was not proper vetting of it, or that it's a bad business deal going forward? I'm trying to get a handle on this.
There's a very basic concept as taxpayers, and that is the government can't loan, pledge, or give away our tax dollars. Because if they can loan, pledge, or give away our tax dollars, then as taxpayers, we have no protections. This is the kind of situation that constitutional provision is there for. If Jefferson Parish can give $10.3 million away to build a building for Port Orleans, a private commercial operator in Gretna, then they can find $20 million and go give to another business in Kenner, and more money to go give to a business in Metairie. Government is not in the business of giving away millions of dollars, and the taxpayers get nothing back. So my immediate concern is we're giving 10.3 to the brew pub. My larger concern is, why is Jefferson Parish now in the business of giving away millions of dollars for commercial businesses and getting nothing back?
And there's nothing like this has happened before in Jefferson Parish for commercial development, JEDCO, et cetera, none of this?
No, not like this.
Okay. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, appreciate being on once again.
All right. Thank you, Kim Chatelain, Jefferson Parish Inspector General. Kim, are you still there?
Yes.
Who owns the building after it's built?
Jefferson Parish.
Jefferson Parish does own the building, so they have that capital asset, right?
They will have the asset. They will not have use of it, and they will have the obligation to maintain it.
But if they wanted to divest themselves of it, could they?
Could they sell the building after it was built?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. That's a really interesting question. They could sell the land before the building was built. If they don't need the land, they could sell the land and somebody else can build the building too.
But I guess
it's an asset that can be sold.
So it would be an asset that the parish, I guess there would be an upside in that the parish would potentially have an asset that would be appreciating in value?
The parish would have an asset that's appreciating in value. It would still be a donation because the parish would not be getting the revenue for its use.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate your time. 9:33, we'll talk to Joe Marino, former state representative, practicing attorney. He testified for an hour before the Jefferson Parish Council about this project, as I understand it, before it started. 9:33, 27 till 10, traffic now, WWL.